91.2 NM, the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Our member for the Upper Hunter, David Lazell, joins us in the studio. David, are you well?
Yeah, great. Great to be here, Bear.
Good to have you, mate. Now, I saw some photos during the week of MR358. You featured in them prominently, as well as a huge gap in the road. My goodness.
Yeah, look, Bear, I went up there this week as a result of a number of people contacting me about can we get one lane of that road open?
And the answer to that question is?
And the answer, after I've been up there, and I'll put more photos on my Facebook page today, but is a definite no. That is a major failure now. And look, you know, Upper Hunter Shire Council made the decision to close that road when the cracks were, you know, in the millimetres. Now they're in the metres. So, you know, that's the sort of scale of failure on that road. The good news is that Upper Hunter Shire Council is getting ready to start the works up there, cleaning it all up. The design for the new road and the rectification of the road is underway, and those designs actually have now been sent out to contractors so that we can get some pre-planning done on those, and the final decision on the correct design will be made so that you know, we get the best product and the best road at the end of the day, because
that's what everybody wants.
Have this problem once is something we all have to deal with now, but to have it twice in a row would be an absolute disaster. So we've got to get this fixed. We've got to get it fixed and done well.
So at this point, MR358 is closed, and if everything goes according to plan, then hopefully we'll see it opened. When would you estimate?
Look, it
we
is
won't a, hold you to it.
No, it, look, I'm looking at it, and we'll know more when once the contractors come back to us. But looking at it, it's at least an 18-month fix in my mind. So we're looking at 2023 for an opening of that road.
I'm sure you'll keep us updated on that, mate, over the next little while.
Absolutely.
Now, just a few weeks ago, you and I spoke about the zombie pills in regards to the gas licences. There've been some movement in that area this week?
Yes, there has. The state government have released their future of gas statement. So what this has done has reduced the number of exploration licences, or PELs, as people call them, out in New South Wales. And the number of those have reduced from 12 to 4. And of the remaining 4 that's left, the area that they have to explore has been reduced by half. So effectively what that means is now they've been reduced. 77% of the land area has been reduced down of those exploration licences. And so that's been through negotiation with the stakeholders. Obviously, we want to stop this situation where we have PELs out there that just have this ongoing
Indeterminate length.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so part of that agreement is that for all active PELs from now on is that they have a finite length. And that duration will be set by the department. And at the end of that, those areas will be closed to any future exploration. So we're done, we're dusted, we've got it out of our patch. Look, Bear, this is all about supporting the Narrabri project.
Yep.
And of course, you know, gas is an important part of what New South Wales energy mix for this transition stage as we move from coal-fired power into renewables. And so therefore the federal government have a keen interest in making sure. But of course, we've got to make sure that any exploration is done in appropriate areas. And for those landholders on the Liverpool Plains who still have a PEL over their land, look, we have environmental protections to make sure that it's done in appropriate places.
All right. That does answer the question from a few weeks ago. So thank you very much for that. And also, just very quickly, some good news for riding your bike in Merriwall.
Absolutely. Look, this is a good news story. So out of the bushfire emergency funds, and this is all about, you know, helping communities build up their tourist potential after those fires and after the disasters we've had. So Merriwar is getting a grant of $967,000 for their bike track. And, you know, that's all about bringing people in so they can enjoy, you know, riding along the river there at Merriwar. Hopefully they'll use the cafe. They'll stay in the pubs. There'll be, good sort of economic tourists to that part of the area.
Excellent work. I'm sure everyone on Merriwall will get on their bike. David Lazell, thank you very much for joining us this morning. You have a great weekend, mate.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ben.